Air It Out is brought to you in part by Beautyrest. Beautyrest Black is more than a mattress. It's a haven for deep restorative sleep. With Beautyrest Black, sleep truly is the ultimate luxury. Tonight, dream in black.
Air It Out on the Fan.
I'm Marcus, that's Bill, that's Rookie 921 in the WDUZ Fan Studio. Joined now by Wisconsin Badgers associate head coach for the men's basketball team, Lamont Paris. Lamont, how are you doing this morning?
Hey guys, I'm doing great this morning. Just getting ready for Iowa and getting ready to practice today and be ready to roll.
There you go. Alrighty, so let's get right into it then. Badgers obviously have dropped 4 out of 5 after a 21-3 start. What has gone wrong in your eyes?
We have, on certain accounts, we've played well offensively in the last couple games, and then a couple of, and we didn't play great defensively, and then other times we had played really good defense and we couldn't get the offense going, and so just trying to shore some of those things up and get everybody playing well on both ends of the ball, particularly the defensive end. That's been our calling card, so just trying to get better.
So what is the team's attitude here going into the final two games? Encouraged, excited about what's laying ahead? How do the players feel?
There's a lot of high expectations for in this program. So, you know, guys aren't happy about losing. And, I mean, as no one is, but when you have high expectations and you have guys that have, throughout their careers, have achieved at a high level, they have, you know, they have a really high standard for themselves. So there's some level of disappointment in that we were not able to play better over the last five games, but the good players and the good teams use that as motivation and really trying to figure out how they can perform better and just moving forward and trying to just to take the get better and play the next game. And you know, it's obviously a good time of the year. Towards the end of the year is always exciting, so getting ready for the Big Ten tournament and whatnot. So guys are, of course, they're excited.
So Lamont, is it? Let me ask from a coaching staff standpoint. When you get to a little rough patch, do you stick with? You go back to the basics, or how do you look at trying to get it turned around? Do you try to focus on the fundamentals, or do you start trying to tinker with things?
Well, we've always been focusing on the fundamentals, but you're always constantly reevaluating yourself and how you perform as an individual, how you perform as a team. So, and players are doing and should be doing the same things, but as coaches, we're always looking at what could we have done here? Should we spend more time potentially on this or that? And you're doing that whether you're we win 5 out of the last 5 games, mm-hmm. and by narrow margins, or you're constantly doing that. So of course that's definitely something that we've done as a staff, and but just trying to improve. You know, you look at the last games, and we feel as if we could have played better and had some things that we didn't do well, but. You know, your 4 out of the last 6 games are on the road. 7 out of the last 11 are on the road. Road games are hard. Mm-hmm. Road games in any league, but in this league, you know, teams don't win a lot of road games, and that's not an excuse. That's fact. And we've been historically good on the road, and you know, look forward to just trying to get better.
925 here at Sports Radio, 107.5, 1400. The Fan, talking with Lamont Paris, associate head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers basketball team. And Lamont, one of your key guys, Bronson Koenig, has been dealing with a calf injury, and he was in a little bit of a funk there for a while. It looks like maybe he's starting to ease out of it of late. How serious is that? How has it affected him? And is there a shot that he gets 100% healthy by the time the real tournament rolls around in mid-March?
Well, you know, he wasn't able to play in a game, so obviously, and then came back the following game. So obviously, it was serious enough that, excuse me, that he was that he had to miss a game. But he's feeling much better. You know, the rest was well needed, and he was able to do some treatment and get better, and has continued to do treatment, and has just steadily progressed and. it's getting better. I think he would be the only one to say if it's, you know, fully 100%. But again, at this point of the season, when guys have played 30, 35 minutes a game throughout the course of 30 games, a lot of teams across the nation have guys that are nicked up or worn down or whatnot. But at this point, you're playing on something else. It has nothing, you have to channel that stuff. And if it's not an injury that you have to, that's definitely going to hamper you in how you play and your ability to move and mobility and that, then you try to play through some things. And that's what he was able to do. And we got other guys, and other teams have other guys that are doing the same thing. And so, but if he's out there, he's available, and he's ready to go.
Well, looking ahead to Thursday night, Bronson could be matched up with Jordan Bohannon, freshman for Iowa, and obviously the Badgers, yourself, know a little something about the Bohannons. We actually visit with Zach Bohannon every Thursday, 9:30 here on the show. Anything that you could share, maybe a funny story about Zach or something? I like to poke fun at Zach a little bit.
Zach was a great teammate, a really good guy. I don't know off the top of my head if I have anything that would be worth you. I wish I did, actually, but maybe by the end of this interview, if I think of something, I'll let you know. But he was a really good guy, really great teammate, good person. So we were glad to have him, and obviously Jason was here too, but we were glad to have Zach around.
Well, tell us about Jordan. Did you all recruit Jordan, or did he stick with obviously he stayed home in Iowa, but
yep.
Did you guys try to get him?
Yep, he did. We weren't that involved in his recruitment. We did a little bit. One of our former assistants was involved in recruiting him some, and saw him a couple times, and we weren't that involved. We didn't offer him a scholarship.
Now, had he knocked on your door, though, would you have gone, okay, another Bohannon, we can, at least we'll listen to him?
Well, the track record was good with them and their family, and, you know, they had a history of producing good basketball players. So yeah, but, you know, you can't take everyone. You can't recruit everyone. He's obviously in a really good place for him, and which is a big part of things, and he's a good player. He's, went 8-for-10 just recently in a game and from the 3-point line, and he's a good player. He's got a little chip on his shoulder. He's feisty, and he knows how to play. So they got a good young team. They're really young, but they're really talented. And then you throw Peter Jock into the mix, who does have some experience, has been around the block, has come back from an injury. So he probably values things a little bit differently than some other people. And is also a really talented scorer too. So they have a good team, and they play really hard, and they know how to play, and they will compete.
Lamont Pierce, associate head coach for the Wisconsin Badgers. Speaking of recruiting, how do you balance recruiting in season? Obviously, you're always busy at practice and with scouting reports and all that, but how do you balance recruiting, especially maybe in a year like this where it's such a big senior class?
Yeah, it's not easy to do. Excuse me, but fortunately we had gotten some commitments. We'd gotten one commitment really early, and then we're fortunate to get two other commitments in a really good incoming freshman class for next year. But it's difficult, to say the least. Like you said, you're doing scouting reports. You're traveling to games, and trying to see as many young kids as you can at the same time is hard, and it's a juggling act, and you're trying to be out there as many times as you can and have these kids see you as many times as they can, and at the same time you get a good feel for what they're capable of. And sometimes it's hard because they're so young, but it's there's no doubt it's a juggling act. It's a lot of travel, it's a lot of days away from home, and but if you don't love it, then you're not going to be good at it and successful at it. So you justify it that way, and if you viewed it as a negative, I think you're probably in the wrong profession. But it's a challenge, but it's something that you have to do, and something that we've tried to commit to do.
Coach, how do you feel about the Big Ten tournament coming up in Washington D.C.? What does that mean for the conference, for your program, the exposure that's going to bring to the East Coast?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be good because I think down there, excuse me, I think down there you're typically Big East and ACC, more familiarity with those two leagues as compared to around here in the Midwest. It's primarily Big Ten country. So it'll be good to get the brand out there and a little more exposure in a different market. At the same time, you know, when you have it in Indianapolis, one of the perks of it is that I think just aside from I think you get more normal, regular fans that just are fans of basketball. Indiana, one, being a big basketball state, and then two, just the familiarity with the Big Ten and all the teams. You probably have people that may have, that live in Indianapolis that went to Notre Dame but grew up watching IU or Purdue or Northwestern or anybody in the Big Ten and will just go to it. So you may not get as much of that from a central location geographically, probably not as close to most of the teams in the league, but I think the excitement of bringing Big Ten basketball to a new region, I think that's something that is very exciting.
Well, before the Big Ten tournament, the Badgers host Iowa Thursday night, 8 o'clock tip-off, and then Sunday it's Minnesota, a 5 o'clock tip-off there. Thanks a lot, Lamont, for joining us this morning, and best of luck the rest of the season.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having
Appreciate
me on the show.
It.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Lamont Paris, associate head coach for the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team. And they've dropped 4 out of 5, but they were 21-3. They've got it in them. I mean, a lot of seniors, Nigel Hayes, Bronson Koenig, Vito Brown will eventually hit some shots. It will happen. Law of averages.
Got to keep working, man. And you know what? And we were talking about this yesterday. Remember a couple, 3-4 weeks ago, maybe it was a Thursday when we were visiting with Zach, and he talked about the Big Ten champ having 4, maybe 5 losses. Mm-hmm. Well, he was exactly right, as it turns out.
Nobody would have thought that that would have been the case.
At the time, it was hard to imagine, but here we are, and there's still a couple games to go.
Well, and basically, when he said that, he was kind of predicting, I guess, the Badgers' demise to a certain degree, because at the time, the Badgers only had one conference loss, and remember, at one point, they had a 2-game lead over Maryland and Purdue in the loss column. They each had 3.
Yeah. No, and he said, I mean, Big Ten season, you lose the teams that you don't necessarily predict. You just got to kind of accept the fact that, I mean, it's a war of attrition. Like, it's a collision course in the league like this. You're going to lose some games. It's going to happen.
It's funny that Lamont talks about losing on the road in the Big Ten. Because I remember when I was working over in Minnesota, in the Twin Cities area, and Clem Haskins was the head coach of the Gophers.
Sure.
And the Gophers are always kind of struggling and stuff. And he'd always talk about, you know, you play if you played 500 ball on the road, that's basically what you're shooting for, because losing on the road was inevitable in the Big Ten. It didn't matter how good you were or how bad you were going to lose games on the road in the Big Ten. He basically said at the time, you basically start out with an 8-8 record.
Mm-hmm.
You factor in, you win all your games at home and you lose all your games on the road, and then it goes from there. Because winning on the road is so difficult in the Big Ten.
Interesting, yeah.
The winning percentage is incredible for home teams in the Big Ten. Officiating factors into it, of course, but...
Yeah, Zach, he told you that.
Yep. I mean, it's remarkable, really. I got a pretty... Maybe not remarkable, but a pretty darn good email yesterday, actually, regarding the Green Bay Packers. It was so good that I thought we should talk about it on the show. That's when you know it's a good email.
Well, let's do it.
We'll do it after this break. It's Air It Out on the Fan.